These are difficult financial times in Europe. European leaders are meeting in Brussels today to discuss their latest proposals to deal with a debt crisis that has hit Greece and threatened Spain. NPR's Silvia Poggioli looks at what the leaders hope to achieve.
Today's meeting is aimed at approval of tougher fiscal rules to prevent a repeat of the Greek debt crisis. But on the eve of the meeting, European leaders took pains to deny media reports that a bailout for Spain, similar to one for Greece last month, is on today's agenda. Yesterday, Spain won praise from German Chancellor Angela Merkel, the EU's fiscal disciplinarian, for approval of a decree reforming labor laws. Merkel said Spain has made an important contribution to enhance the competitiveness of the whole of Europe. Our continent as a whole must be regarded as competitive. France also took a step on reforms, announcing plans to raise the retirement age to 62 from 60 and increase taxes on the rich. Both Spain and France took the type of structural reforms recommended by the European Union executive in order to make European economies more competitive in the global marketplace. But economist Paul de Grauwe says these moves are not sufficient to give more stability to the single currency, the euro.
If you go into a monetary union, you have to do much more than just centralizing money, but also many other things. In other words, you have to also move into more political union.
The lack of political union has haunted the European Union since its outset. The issue has reemerged in the contrast between the leaders of the EU's two key member states, France and Germany. Earlier this week, French President Nicolas Sarkozy tried to convince German Chancellor Angela Merkel to create a common European economic body for the 16 Eurozone countries, complete with its own administration. But Charles Grant, director of London Center for European Studies, says France and Germany have two very different philosophies.
The Germans believe in binding rules and strict discipline and punishments for those who break the rules. The French don't really like that idea. They prefer political management, political control, governments discussing their problems around the table. However, although France and Germany have very different viewpoints, they will always reach a compromise in the middle.
Grant says it's not yet clear exactly what compromise will be reached, but he rules out that it will include a yielding of national sovereignty.
There will be improved economic governance. There will be efforts to enforce budgetary discipline more strictly. There will be more coordination of economic policy with governments commenting on each other's economic plans, but that is not the same as a political union or a federal system of government, because sovereignty on economic policy will remain largely with the member states.
Other issues likely to be discussed today include the introduction of a levy on banks to ensure that any future bailout is financed mainly by banks and not by taxpayers. The EU leaders will also urge the United States and other countries to introduce bank fees at next week's G20 meeting in Canada. Pressure is also mounting on EU leaders to provide more transparency in the banking system. They will discuss an agreement to release the results of so-called stress tests that show banks' ability to withstand liquidity problems. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Brussels.